It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Well, 2008 is just about behind us, but there's still a day to look back and maybe see how to start 09 off right. Claudia LaRocco is a performance critic who's here with her ideas about the highs and lows in the arts from last year. Claudia, welcome.
Hi.
I guess we could say New York got jilted big time in 2008. The experimental opera director, Gerard Mortier, was supposed to come in and save New York City Opera. Instead, he went to Madrid. What happened here?
We totally got jilted. There were several things that happened. City Opera already is on shaky ground, and with the economic crisis, they just couldn't give him the budget that he needed. Sad for City Opera and really sad for New York, because this was just hugely exciting that he would be coming in and bringing his ideas. And for many people, starting an opera war with Peter Gelb, who's across the plaza at the Met. What people love about New York is that there is a diversity of everything. So to just have one show in town is not really enough for New York. So the big monolithic institutions are doing okay. And this is not to say that the Met isn't doing some really exciting things, but it does seem that the diversity of culture that makes New York such a singular place is being chipped away at, which is sad.
Tell us more about Mortier. Why was he so special?
Mortier is a total iconoclast. He has these big ideas. He really thinks about pushing the envelope, not always successfully, certainly, and there are a lot of people he drives crazy. You know, one of the operas that he had commissioned was Brokeback Mountain, which, you know, you think about that and you think, that could be a total train wreck, but it's not a train wreck you want to miss. And he was just going to bring in a huge amount of vitality and new ideas that are really needed in some of the stodgier uptown theaters.
Well, let's switch over to ballet. Someone happily did say yes to New York. Alexei Ratmansky will become artist in residence at the American Ballet Theater. What will he bring to ABT?
Well, to ABT, he will bring, we hope, much needed new repertory. ABT is sort of, it's the company that has all of the great stars, but sort of has no mojo when it comes to its rep. So it churns out these old classic storybook ballets that, that make it, some of us, not all of us, but some of us want to drive screwdrivers through our eyes when we've been watching them for the umpteenth time. So Ratmansky is one of the really vibrant forces.
We've been talking about high culture, kind of the big venues, but some of the best things you saw in 08 were at a tiny theater in Queens called the Chocolate Factory. Tell us about that.
I'm really in love with the Chocolate Factory. It's a great little interdisciplinary space. They've always got something interesting happening, and they're also dedicated to staying small. There is, you know, as this mortgage crisis shows us, Americans have this urge to always do bigger, to get more, to live beyond our means, and certainly the arts is not immune to that. But the Chocolate Factory, which is at the beginning of a long capital campaign to buy its space, is dedicated to staying in that space, to staying small, and to presenting some of the more progressive, which are often the smaller groups around the city and internationally. And they're just it's a really, really exciting place, and it's also a homey place. So it feels like both progressive, experimental, and local culture all wrapped into one.
Now, there is a little theater that you love that's a victim of New York real estate. That's the Ohio Theater. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's, for me, that's maybe the saddest thing, the saddest development. It's not a done deal, and there are reports that maybe there's going to be a reprieve, but from what I understand, the previous owners of the building that houses the Ohio had been cutting them a break on rent, which is how many of these spaces survive, and they're selling the building, and the new owners are not going to be doing that. And apparently one of the reasons they're selling is that they can't afford the upkeep on the facade, which is mandated by the city. So it's sort of like, oh, okay, great, we're going to have all this beautiful architecture, but you know, the life and breath that makes these buildings so interesting is being sucked out.
You can read more of Claudia's Best and Worst of 08 and join her online performance club, where you can see shows with her and discuss them online. It's all on our website, WNYC.org. Claudia LaRocco, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.